Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
It was another victorious night at the ballpark as the Guardians were able to beat the Twins in their third of the four-game series in a 4-2 final. We kind of touched on it early on in the show. The offense is looking better. Luis Ortiz looking sharp. Doesn't matter how Emmanuel Clase got the save. He got the save, and the Guardians improved to 17-13 on the year. But one of the top stories last night, Bo Naylor going yard for the second consecutive game, and Stephen Vogt talking about Naylor's at-bats getting a little bit better as we approach the month of May.
What we're seeing is just a more consistent at-bat. The weak contact early outs aren't there. He's fouling pitches off. He's battling both homers last night and tonight. He spoiled some really good pitches to get the one that he could handle. And we all know Bo has it in him. It's great to see homers. It's great to see results. But just the quality of at-bat for Bo over the last, seems like a couple weeks now, has just been trending in the right direction.
That inning when he hit that three-run home run was awesome. Because you get a runner on, then Deshaun Kearsey over there in left field makes one of the best catches I've seen all season. By the way, easily the best Deshaun in the city of Cleveland. While Minnesota is here. Well, I don't know. There's one Deshaun in the city of Cleveland. Is the other Deshaun here? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. So that Deshaun had a great catch over there in left field, which was amazing. And then I'm like, oh, God, we're not going to be able to get anything in. I mean, it's scoreless in the bottom of the seventh inning. They get a run in. Then Bo Naylor hits a three-run bing bong. Exciting night. Great for the young man. Because we got what? We got one hitter over 300 right now?
I believe it's one everyday hitter over 300. Yes, and that's Kwan.
Yes.
I want to make sure.
And we're waiting on Lane Thomas to come back. He's rehabbing a little bit, so we're hopefully back on track here, back on the mend. 17-13, not puttering around now.
Well, I made the mistake, and I caught some flack for going through the batting averages, and people were like, wake up, Anthony.
Okay, we'll do OPS.
They don't go by batting averages. So I'm like, well, I still think batting averages is like a round number that people understand, because Bo Naylor still is only batting 191, but... As
so when Stephen Kwan was hitting over 400 last year, we weren't supposed to make a big deal over Stephen Kwan hitting over 400?
If the scoreboard is not going by batting average anymore.
We do have every single Guardians field position player is over 300 in OPS. So we have that going.
It's tough to talk about, though.
It's hard to be under 300
in OPS. I still think the average fan has no idea what the range
is. Let's just focus on 300.
Well, speaking of 300, the batting averages, we count Anjo Martinez in here because he got a late start, but he's at 333 right now.
Yeah, I think we do because he's become...
Okay, so we have
a player that they play.
I got to tell you, I think he's taken over as the most entertaining Cleveland Guardian.
Yeah.
And I think that he is a fan favorite. Kids love him.
He's an Owen favorite.
The old people love him. I think people love Angel Martinez. Smiling all the time, plays with his ass on fire. Yeah. It's if you don't like that guy, you don't like baseball, man. It's hard not to like that fella.
Absolutely. Now, going to one of the games you mentioned last night, we had two NBA playoff games last night. The Rockets beat the Warriors. They're going to force a game six. Last night, we had the Timberwolves move on to beat after beating the Lakers, and LeBron talked after the game about his NBA future.
How many more years will we see you play?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. It's something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So,
he should talk to himself in the mirror.
And say
have
what?
Deep conversations.
How long do we think he can still do this at this level? Because he clearly still
plays
at a very, very high level.
I think you have two more seasons where he's going to average over 20 points, and then after that, it's just going to be like a really good sixth man at that point. Not I mean, that he's going to be a sixth man.
In this, 42
in this series, he averaged 25, 9, and 6. Two steals, almost two blocks a game. That is ridiculous.
I was looking up his basketball reference. Do you know his nicknames that they have in here? They have several.
No.
Are you ready? King James, LBJ, Chosen One, Bron, the Little Emperor.
Never heard that.
Okay. The Akron Hammer. L Train. Heard L Train before. Austin Carr. Benjamin Buckets. And Captain Lamerica.
That's pretty good. That's an Olympic name.
Benjamin Buckets. Who called him that during like a Lakers?
Me from now on.
God, I was going to say, if you go to the...
Let's make it stick.
The next time the Lakers come to...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Town, we have to like yell at him what, those names in the pregame.
What is Benjamin Buckets?
Benny Buckets.
Oh, you just ruined it. Okay, go ahead.
I ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined it. Go ahead, Mitch.
All right. Well, we have the next thing in the NBA as well. The Cavaliers obviously beat the Miami Heat in four straight games to advance to the second round. Now, one of the players from Miami, Ryan Anderson, in their end of season pressers yesterday, talked about the Cavaliers.
Sure, it's Ryan Anderson.
Which name did I write down here?
It doesn't matter what you wrote down.
There's Kyle Anderson.
It's his actual name that is what matters.
Ryan Anderson hasn't played in a couple of years, I think.
You're right. Kyle Anderson spoke yesterday and talked about one setting the Cavs may be better at instead of another.
If you want my honest answer, and I don't mean to throw shots at anybody or even, you know, entertain what was going on between them, but I think they look like a better team without Garland on the floor. Now, I don't know the numbers or anything, but I think it played more into their favor once Garland wasn't on the floor for them. They were able to dictate the tempo and, you know, get more stops on defense, and it was hard for us to score, and, you know, they had more guys out there on defense. So I think once we came across that, it got kind of tough for us.
Well, did it look like that, or at that point, did the Miami Heat just quit? Had they have just quit those last two games?
I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to talk about it.
Ken, get the hood off your head and start talking on the Ken Carmen show.
You look like a dark Teletubby right now.
I mean, they got eviscerated in the final two games. Is it because they just reached an extra two levels because Darius Garland wasn't playing, or was it because the Heat were going...
Yeah, the Heat are terrible.
3-2-1 Cancun. Like, isn't that what happened here? I mean... Yes, they played great without Darius the final two games. Is the assumption they wouldn't have played great with Darius?
I think
they
Garland,
probably would have played pretty well with Darius.
Darius Garland talks a lot of trash, and I don't think that they liked that Darius Garland was talking a lot of trash. And so when Darius Garland wasn't on the floor after he said what he said about Tyler Hero and everything, I think that they got very annoyed by that, and so they decided to say nice things about Ty Jerome.
Well, I think they were also annoyed that they didn't get to play him, because I think their whole focus those final two games would have been just setting tough screens on him, getting physical with him, and they didn't play. So it's like they got into a war of words, and then Darius didn't play. That had to mess with them a little bit.
Was this another one of these Joe Wood situations where they were like, well, we game planned for Darius and he wasn't there, so.
Would Miami not have been blown out by 55 had Darius played in that game, because they would have played harder?
I think they would have played harder for at least a quarter.
In game four, no. Game four, they were getting their ass kicked no matter game who
three.
Was on the court.
Yeah, game three was 55. The one. They were getting ready. I said.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered.
When the war words came out between him and Hero, I did say this has been the least physical series of all of them in the playoffs. Is that about to change? And then Darius didn't play. So I do think there could have been some cheap shots at the very least. Then Darius didn't play. But no, I don't think the final two games where one team was completely mailing it in tells us anything about the Cavs, about who their best lineup is.
And finally, back to baseball here. A very scary situation out in Pittsburgh last night during the Pirates and Cubs game. This audio courtesy of Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Andrew McCutchen into second base. The Pirates take the lead.
We have two managers out there debating something. Now they're going to check on somebody hurt out in the stands. Well, someone fell. Oh, somebody fell. Actually, someone must have fallen from up above. That is just awful.
Reports have said that the fan fell from the 20-foot right field wall onto the warning track, and they are in critical condition as of last reports.
It's hard to describe. It looked bad. It is hard to describe.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
It was rough.
It looked bad. End over end, and then fell on the warning track.
Oh, my God, he does like two flips.
Yeah, it said that he's in critical condition right now at the hospital. By the stadium.
It's one of those things where I've wondered, I think everybody's wondered, how has this not happened more when you see some of the great catches? Because when you see somebody going balls to the walls to try to make a catch out there, it's always in a baseball game, an occasional football game. There's a guy that caught one at like the Meadowlands back in the day, like an extra point or something.
Yeah.
And he sails right into the tunnel, and you're like, how did that guy make it out? And he was fine. I have always wondered like how guys don't lose their balance more, especially with the level of drinking or maybe not paying attention all the way. This looked really, really bad.
Not good.
I'm amazed that it's never happened at the Progressive Field left field wall of all places, because that's one of the higher places.
That thing, I was just thinking the same thing, but that comes up to chest level.
That's fair, because they had the railing there. That's it for about last night.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.